Rombart le Franc. We're in front of number 97, Rue du Général de Gaulle. The history of this commune is connected with the story of Father Fulrad and the Lièvre Priory. The place name, Rombart, appeared for the first time in a charter dated from 774. In this charter, Charlemagne gave the land in Alsace to Father Fulrad, who was in charge of Saint-Denis Abbey near Paris. Fulrad set to work increasing the power of the emperor by building a great many monasteries. For the construction of the priory at Lièvre, the abbot called on the help of the settlers from the Vosges. As they spoke a patois of Latin origin, known as Lorraine Romance, the region became increasingly francophone. The settlers were called the Welsh by the people of Alsace, as they were not of Germanic origin. The Vosges-style farms are a reminder of the presence of the Welsh or French-speaking Swiss in Rombart-le-Franc. The one opposite us retains the traditional style as it is divided into three parts. On the left, the stable, with an entrance via the little rectangular door. The window to the right lets light into the stable. In the centre is the barn. You can't miss it, with its large cochère door, which is either rounded like here or rectangular. Have you noticed the tiny square opening above? In architecture, this is known as the bullseye. It is used for ventilation and light. On the right are the living quarters, with sandstone lintels above the door and windows. The rounded shape of the lintels is Vosgian style. They're known as beveled lintels. Go and have a look for some more Vosgian farms. Here's a clue for you. They can be found in the heart of town and alongside the main thoroughfares. Some of them date from the Middle Ages. Others were built between the 16th and 18th centuries.
Help! Help! Rombart is on fire!
In 1801, a fire destroyed the centre of the village. This is the reason why some of the Vosgian farms have two dates engraved above the door. The first is the date the house was built, and the second, the date it was rebuilt. The place name of the commune has also experienced some turbulence. In the past, the Rombichards, the people of Rombart, farmed crops that belonged to the whole community. Because of this agricultural policy, the village was initially called Allemont-Rombart. Although Allemont usually means German in French, this is not the case here. It is a distortion of the word Allemande, which refers to the imperial lands that are made freely available to the peasants. Over time, Allemande became Allemont, so one could make the mistake of thinking that Germanic peoples populated the village. In 1871, the name became even more Germanic, Deutsche Rombart, to the great displeasure of the mainly French-speaking population. It wasn't until 1919 that the commune became Rombart-le-Franc, a name that clearly indicated its incorporation into France at the time the First World War broke out. Thank you for continuing your visit. See you soon.